As soon as tomorrow, the House may vote on a spending plan for much of the federal government. The bill is 1,100 pages long. It contains $328 billion in spending on everything from agriculture to foreign aid to the Justice Department. Republican leaders support this measure despite opposition from some lawmakers in both parties. Some conservative Republicans say the federal deficit is out of control. Democratic Representative David Obey of Wisconsin says most lawmakers had no say in this bill. He says House and Senate Republicans redrew the measure in a private conference.
Well, first of all, despite the fact that both houses voted to retain protection for workers' overtime rules, this bill arbitrarily eliminates that protection. Despite the fact that both houses voted for amendments, a Republican amendment in the Senate and a Democratic amendment in the House, to put a limit on how many TV stations, media giants, and conglomerates could own nationwide. This bill guts that provision, despite the fact that the House voted to allow reimportation of prescription drugs from countries like Canada at lower prices. This bill eliminates that provision. And there are 6,000-plus pork projects for individual members in the bill. Outside of all of those problems, this is a wonderful bill.
Well, Congressman, let me get back to the beginning of that list of things that you mentioned there. On this program in the last week or so, we've had some discussions about conference committees between the House and the Senate, how they generally work, the basics there, and how they've been working recently. You're saying that these provisions were not approved by the members of the House, or in some cases the member of the Senate either, but then in the negotiations between the two houses they were inserted or removed.
That's correct. What I'm saying is that while the United States is busy promoting democracy in Iraq, it has totally abandoned democracy in the Congress of the United States. Conference committees are supposed to consider only issues which divide the two houses of Congress. They are not supposed to be used to overturn decisions made by both bodies, but doesn't matter how your elected representative in Washington votes. If some 27-year-old staffer in the White House or in the Speaker's staff doesn't like what the Congress has done, they jettison it.
Although that bill would never pass unless when it came back to the House in its altered form, a majority of the representatives decided to agree with it.
And how do they get those votes? They bribe members to vote for the bill by putting in 6,000 pieces of pork. In the past, the Congress has had pork projects, but just a few years ago, there were less than 1,000 projects. This year, you have 6,000 projects just in this one bill. There isn't a single member of Congress who has contacted me asking me what has happened on a question of substance in this package. Nobody's called and asked about low-income heating assistance or National Institutes of Health funding or Title I funding or special education funding, but we've literally had hundreds of calls from members asking about their pork projects. And what it means is that the only way this bill can pass is because it is held together by these strands of pork that are laced through the bill.
If you'll forgive me for clarifying, you're a leading Democrat, Congressman, so I would assume that it is Democrats who are calling you to ask about their pork barrel projects.
It's both parties.
Can I ask if there was any pork included for your district in Wisconsin?
There are projects included for many districts around the country, including mine, but very small numbers in comparison to some of the huge projects that are ladled out to a few key members.
I'm not going to single you out, Congressman. I realize there are very many projects in here, but can you name something that you got into this bill?
No, I'm not going to do that. They're very small projects. The difference is that we have not told members that if you get a project, you must vote for the bill. The Republican leadership has made clear that if you don't vote for this bill, you don't get pork.
And do all these pork barrel projects, in your view, really add to the deficit, or do they merely affect how government money is spent?
Well, all I can tell you is that education funding for key programs is reduced by hundreds of millions of dollars because of money that's been diverted to these pork projects.
David Obey is a Democrat and member of Congress from Wisconsin. Congressman Obey, thanks very much.
Sure.